On the show today, we have Bonafide's very own John Ainsworth and Constellation's Chris Kovacs talking about how the two organizations are now working together to enable simple, secure authentication for credit union members. And they just launched this project at Meritrust Credit Union, and they tell you all about it. So check it out. Mike Boston here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our program. And on today's program, we have two of our credit union industry's finest fintech gentlemen in the virtual studio lounge, if you will. Right next to me, we have Mr. John Ainsworth from Bonafide. John, how are you?
Good. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well, sir. And then right below us, we have Mr. Chris Kovacs from Constellation. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing well, Michael. I hope you are.
Doing well. Both you guys are coming to me probably from the great state of North Carolina. Am I correct in that assumption?
I am.
All right.
That is correct today.
John might, today. Who knows where we'll be tomorrow. So anyway, hey, let's get to the topic at hand here today, because I mean, this is a really cool deal that you guys are doing here. Your two organizations are working together to enable simple, secure authentication for credit union members. Mm-hmm. And even better news that you just launched this project at Meritrust Credit Union. So even better news. So this is really, really good stuff here. So I want to start out kind of at the ground level here. John, I'll start with you, and then Chris, you can chime in as well. So how are the two organizations working together here to provide this simple, secure authentication? And then what is Bonafide's role? And then Chris, I'll ask you, what is Constellation's role? So John, the floor is yours.
No, sure. Well, as you know, your member pass is that secure and private passport to access all of your financial services, right? To security and privacy. But that access is not as always easy as we think about, right? So you've got this fantastic solution, but how does a credit union actually consume that and adopt it, integrate it, and distribute it, right? And so that's where Chris has spent so much time and done a great job. And so for our standpoint, it's that enablement with what we have for member pass and that features and benefits through the Constellation platform to all of the members, such as Meritrust.
Indeed. And Chris, I want to get your point of view from Constellation's perspective.
Yeah. So the role we're playing in it is we're helping deliver that innovative member authentication service all the way to the member on their mobile device, right?
Okay.
So that a member who is in a position with a credit union where they need to authenticate themselves, could be a call center, could be a branch or someone else, this now becomes a easy to use integrated service with their online and mobile banking features.
Okay. Gotcha. And so what, Chris, I'm going to stick with you on this one. So what, and John, you can chime in as well, but how did this come about? Sure. What sparked this idea for your two fine organizations to come together? I know great minds think alike. So, but it seemed like a natural fit that you guys would come together on something like this.
Yeah. So John has been a part of our close to the Constellation family for a while now. It helps that he's right up the road. but it really has been. We've been seeking out and looking for really innovative fintechs to bring their services and make those available for credit unions. And there really isn't anybody else that's doing what John and Bonafide are doing. Mm-hmm. Right. So it was a match made in heaven, because we wanted to be able to deliver the service. The credit union wants the service, and we've got a ready partner in Bonafide that's stepped up and is able to do it. So from our perspective, this has been a long time coming, right? Yeah. We've got more than 200 fintech relationships today, but there's only one that's doing digital authentication.
Okay. That blows me away.
To be Bonafide.
Yeah. That blows me away right there. You have 200 relationships out there, but only one of what Bonafide does. So how does that make you feel, John? So you guys
pretty
are doing
good,
right?
Pretty good. I like that. Yeah, I like that. I'll echo Chris's comments. I mean, I think, you know, the intent for collaboration has always been there. I mean, we've always seen what that kind of 1 and 1 = 3 would look like. I mean, mm-hmm. It's always about timing, right? So, and I do appreciate kind of we're in a unique point of view. And if you look kind of the security cyber world right now, I mean, so many have been focused on the institution, right? So let's keep the institution safe, right? So let's keep the entity safe. But not a lot of people have said, okay, you know what? I'm going to wake up every day and keep Mike safe. I'm going to keep Chris safe, right? That's our member. Yeah. And so others will come, we know, but I think we're privileged to be in that unique pack, and we're really privileged in terms of the integration with Constellation. So yeah, timing's, you know, always everything, but I'm glad it's time.
Exactly. And John, how do you see this kind of next level authentication benefiting credit unions overall, Meritrust in this case? So, I mean, it's really cool that you guys already have somebody just launching it, actually. So we'll have them on down the road when they have some really cool news to share their experiences. So sure. Initially, you know, how do you see it benefiting credit unions overall and Meritrust in this case?
Well, I think Chris nailed it, right? It's that kind of full end-to-end solution, right? So, you know, if you originally remember back to our use case, it was really focused on contact center only, right? That was kind of where
we zeroed in. Yeah.
I think the benefit now, if you think about what digital engagement means and all the different channels that they're coming through, and who knows what the metaverse will bring to us. So having that kind of authentication across all of my points of access, mm-hmm. I think that's the big deal. It's not just one channel with one solution.
Yeah. And it's really getting rid of that. We talked about it a million times, that word friction. Comes up in every other sentence these days, it seems like. So it sounds like this is really reducing that friction as well, making that member experience that much better, that much cooler. So is that kind of the end goal here, Chris?
Yeah, ultimately, you have to meet the member where they are, right? And we invest a lot of money in marketing, a lot of money in websites, and a lot of money on their services. But members spend 98% of their time inside of our online banking solutions. Mm-hmm. So that's where you have to deliver the services that will give them the experience you want, but also do it with the least amount of friction.
Yeah.
They're already there. You're not having to convince them to go try something new.
Right. I keep going back to this kind of intangible cool factor here. When a member goes through this type of authentication process, mm-hmm. there's got to be some like, hey, wow, that's pretty slick. I'm going to tell my neighbor about this, you know, right?
I have always loved when the physical meets the digital, right? When you see the physical and the digital meet, that's that aha moment. And it makes it so real for members and for consumers.
Yeah. And it must make it exciting for you guys too, to kind of like provide this to folks, like, look at this, you know? So it's pretty cool, right, John?
Yeah, I just, ADD moment. I think Chris just came up with a new cool term, like fidgetal, right? Instead of it's like physical,
digital, yes.
Fidgetal. That's our so trademark.
Did I say fidgetal?
Yeah.
You can edit that out, Mike.
Now you did. All right, call the trademark office right now. All right. So what do you guys hope to achieve with this? Obviously, world domination would be great, but let's talk reality here. So what's the end goal here? I mean, you alluded to it already, Chris, but John, I want to get the Bonify perspective on the end game here. What's the goal here?
Yeah, well, I think, again, Chris mentioned it. I mean, 200 fintechs already kind of coming in through integration and more. I think the end game is to have the benefit of all of the neat, powerful fintech solutions kind of consumed in one experience. Mm-hmm. We talk about open banking and all of that environment coming. I think that's the end game. So that if I'm a credit union, I don't have to go off and have 200 different relationships. I mean, can you imagine the complexity and all of the, I mean, it's just mind boggling, you know? Yeah. So to get the benefit, I kind of laugh at it about, remember when it was Disney Aladdin, it's like, you know, the global world power, like, oh, the bottle, you know, it's kind of like that experience, you know, that's the end game. We want to be the genie in the bottle, right?
Yeah. Loving the Disney reference, John. Thanks.
I would also add, you know, the world is getting tougher and tougher. If you're a consumer and you're doing digital, you're doing anything digitally, it's getting tougher and tougher because there's so many more scammers these days.
Oh yeah.
Who are trying to contact you, trying to call you and text you and email you and phish you and all those other things. And this can give the member the confidence that they're talking to their institution. Yeah. Right. And that's going to go a long way to building relationships and being able, as you said before, make it a really good experience, but also deepen the relationship with the member.
Yeah. That trust factor, the confidence, and then the cool factor on top of it all. So
for sure.
Yeah. Really good stuff here, guys. So do you guys see this sparking any new projects in the future as well? If so, is there anything on the drawing board that you can reveal that's not so top secret? Or
we shouldn't have told. We gave him a hint, and then he's like a dog on spot.
Not enough. I mean, you guys have to reveal. You can tease us for the next time around.
You have to come to the Constellation Conference, right? You have to come to the Constellation.
There you go. That's great.
You'll get your next nugget there.
Yeah, come to the Constellation Conference. the launch conference happening here in about a month in Raleigh. It's in Durham.
In Durham, North Carolina. Yep. We've got an amazing group of credit unions, developers, fintechs, sponsors like Bonafide. It really is going to be a great, great experience. Mike's going to be there. And if you're interested, it's open to all fintechs and all credit unions, whether you're in our, whether you have a relationship with Constellation yet or not. Mm-hmm. And you go to launch2022.com to register.
Nice. Yeah. We'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it. And just kind of summing this up, guys, I mean, what you guys are doing is really keeping credit unions relevant, keeping them kind of top of mind for folks. And then again, having that member experience keeps people very interested, especially in this highly competitive landscape where we got the big banks over here doing their thing. And then we got the fintechs over here nipping at our heels, doing all this other banking type stuff. So what you guys are doing is fantastic. So I hope you guys keep it up. And then last word, Chris, anything else?
Let me throw one more thing in. I have to say this, right?
Please.
One of the reasons I'm so excited about Bonafide is that Bonafide is the first blockchain enabled fintech that's connected to the Constellation platform.
Wow.
So for us, that's super exciting. I am a huge blockchain fan. And I think, you know, the smartest people are building services that are sitting on blockchain today.
Yep.
And it's really going to change banking as we know it. So I'm excited that working with Bonafide, we're able to dip our toe into that. So thanks.
Nice. Many firsts here for you today, John. Well done.
Yep. Well, I like the plug too. And, you know, this has been, three and a half years, you know, journey. And, you know, the first blockchain was kind of a nasty word. Then everybody thought it was crypto. And I think, you know, you're finally seeing now where some of the power of the technology is actually coming along and some of the use cases, it's no longer research, it's no longer hype. And so, yeah, and Chris has always been, you know, a great, you know, supporter in the background, like working through finding where our angle is. So, yeah, I think the, like I say, timing's everything. And I think we're in a great time.
No doubt. Yeah, you're really seeing the practical benefits of it right now. It's really coming to fruition and it's really exciting, not only for you guys, but for credit unions and their members as well. So on that note, I'm going to let you guys get back to work because you probably have a lot on your plates. So I don't want to keep you, but thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it and keep up the good work. All right, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Awesome. Great to see you again. Appreciate you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.